I just finished up 300 things in 2 seconds. Cheryl, good morning to you from the Jerome Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning.
She's watching me here just flip buttons and flip switches. I'm telling you what, it's kind of...
Did you get Facebook Live started?
I did. Ah! Oh, no, wait. It says, oh, no, it's not started yet. I hit go live and it wanted something else. So let's see. Let's try it again. Okay, we're go live. Come on. Okay, it says I have to... Okay, talk among yourselves. Okay, so here, I'm going to type in Jerome Chamber of Commerce. Okay, now we're going live. Hold on.
All right.
Jeez. Okay, go live. I just added a title. Okay, I don't know. This thing is not wanting to work. Oh, there it goes. Okay. It gave me the countdown. Now I got the circle. Okay.
All right,
I think
here.
We're live on Facebook. People behind the scenes, you have no idea what happens
technical
here on radio.
Difficulties on Paul's end.
I don't know. We're going here. Okay, now I think we're live. Okay, now you can see us on Facebook. Okay. Oh, you give me a list. See how organized you are and I'm not? Okay.
He was organized until he went live.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things to do that I can't remember half of them. Okay, shop local. This sounds like a good idea.
Well, yeah, it's a great idea. Twice a year, there's shop local campaigns. The one is, you know, shop small business in the summertime in July. And then every time around the holidays, there's a big shop local campaign that goes out nationwide. And do you know the difference between shopping local at a big box store and shopping locally?
Well, okay, so a big box store, a portion of what you spend there will stay in the community, but not the amount that if you were to spend it like at mom and pop store.
Exactly. I'll give you a dollar figure for the listeners. Is if you roughly spend $100 at a big box store in the community, mm-hmm. 40 of those dollars stay in the community. And those dollars will go towards roads and firemen and policemen and a lot of other things.
Right.
If you spend at a locally owned business,
okay,
then it will be out of that same $100, 68 stays in the community.
68, so double. Almost double.
So yeah, so it goes to your schools and your jobs. And of course, you know, shopping at the local big box stores also helps with jobs as well.
Right. No, I don't have a... I get that part. But you know, when you can, help mom and pop.
So the next question that a lot of people are getting with this whole COVID thing and stuff like that, and a lot of people are turning to online shopping, is shop online like Amazon? Don't the tax dollars stay in the state?
Well, okay, so they do charge sales tax. Correct me if I'm wrong?
That's been fairly recent law change, yes.
Yeah, so that at least is sent back to Idaho. But, and they are building some locations, like they've got a new Amazon distribution center in, I think, Boise.
Yeah.
And so part of it, I mean, it's kind of like a big box store with an attitude.
Well, the biggest difference, and you're on the right track there, Paul, the biggest difference is that when you shop on Amazon or any of the other online thing, places,
yeah,
when you... those tax dollars go to the state, they don't go to Jerome.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
All right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
You know, and so we want to make sure that we keep it here. And yeah, one of the things that I like about shopping local is the personalized service you get.
Right.
You know, when you go in and you... They know you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that thing's more fun than when you walk into, you know, like, you know, I'm going to pick on Renew because I walk in and they all go, oh, and they know exactly which is my favorite bagel sandwich there. Right? It's like, oh, I shop
here
too. Yeah. They know exactly which one to give Cheryl. You know, and so, yeah, so there's some definite benefits. And with this whole shop local, as we're gearing up for the holidays, and of course, everybody's been struggling and we want to keep the economy open and businesses open and people in their jobs.
Sure.
I have partnered with Jerome 2020, which is the economic development, and we have a shop local contest.
Okay. How do we do that?
Now, don't we all love contests?
Oh, we love it. And we win stuff too. I know. We just know we do.
Yeah, we win stuff. So what you need to do is, we just did our first drawing yesterday, so I've got 4 more weeks. So this is going right up until December 17th. You need to take a photo of your receipt of $5 or more.
Okay.
And email it to me at director@visitjeromeidaho.com.
Director@visitjeromeidaho.com. Okay.
Every Thursday, except for next week. We'll do it Wednesday because of Thanksgiving.
Right, gotcha.
We will draw a winner from those submissions, and they will get an envelope filled with gift certificates and gift cards for here in Jerome.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you. I see you've got a long list of sponsors, so we want to tell them thank you for that.
We do. We want to say a thank you to Valleywide Country Store, Renew, McDonald's, Beans and Brews, Burger King, Central Equipment Company, Conpolo Chevrolet, and Ridley's Family Market.
All right. Business of the week, Little Jerome Tigers Daycare. In fact, they're coming up. You can expect that door to slam any minute now. They're
Unless
coming
it's going to come in and visit with you. Yeah. For those who don't know, I had a question earlier with where they're located, and they're right behind Wells Fargo Bank in front of the library.
Right.
On the same street.
It's on Lincoln. Yeah,
on Lincoln. But they've only been in business for just over a year.
Right.
And so they're a fantastic addition to the community.
Jerome Little Tigers Daycare. Okay. Let's see here. So December 5th, of course, we got Christmas in Jerome. That's the parade. The food boxes. Let's see. The parade's at 6:30.
Let's go in the right
okay,
order.
Okay, so the coats at noon.
Which is at the Fire Station 2, which is right across from McDonald's.
Right.
And then at 4:30 is the food boxes
right.
at Believers Church. You have to go in off at Adams Street. They'll direct you in that way.
Making it a one-way road there for about an hour or two.
Yep. And then at 6 o'clock is the parade. And, of course, we're encouraging social distancing, park all along the parade route. The only way you're going to hear the parade is by listening to Paul here.
Yep. We're going to play country music. And we're going to play country Christmas music.
But for organizations and businesses, we are looking for float entries. And so definitely they can get a hold of me at the chamber office to get registered. But we're hoping to get the registrations for all the floats in by November 30th.
Okay, so now how do we get a hold of you? Two ways, right?
Yeah, 208-324-2711.
Okay.
And then, of course, my email again is director@visitjeromeidaho.com.
All right, there you go. All right, Cheryl, appreciate you stopping by. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Like what you just